If you have not finished, you are welcome to continue working. But just to kind of keep moving us along, any surprises? Did anybody have any surprises they'd like to share as you were looking through? Did it ring true to what you thought about yourself? Yeah? So the question about, you know, is it this season or whatever, the beautiful thing about it is that we grow as Christians, right? We, as believers, we're always growing, and that's a part of what we'll unpack the rest of the day. Do you see in the spiritual gifts some of your natural talents? That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? Have other people recognized these gifts in you? Like said, you know, you're really affirmed you in your gifts, yeah? Those are all ways that you can kind of confirm what your gift. A couple people said, you know, it's not real clear what my gifts are. That's what we're doing through the workshop, is to kind of help you determine which ones, and you'll see some kind of surface to the top. And it might be that you have seven that are all about the same, and that's okay. You don't have to just have five. You don't have to just have one. That's the beauty of it. The Lord's at work in our lives, and the Spirit's moving. And during seasons of your life, and then also the needs of your church. There are times when I have had to step in positions that I have not felt like were my calling, that I was not, but nobody else was available, and I was able to step in. My husband was a pastor for 17 years, and so as a pastor's wife, learning to be flexible and step in where the need is, my even getting my job at Highlands was because we moved here. I was going to have to go back to work. You know, never wanted a career. I spent the whole summer crying because I was going to have to go work, and my kids, I wasn't going to be with my kids, and what am I going to do? And they announced at church that they wanted to start a Mother's Morning Out program. I'd spent the whole summer crying and praying. I lived with my mom. We moved in with my mom, and I was out in the country and would just walk the roads and just pray, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I the last time I had worked, there, I was at a typewriter. It was not a computer. There was a Xerox machine, not a copy machine. And when I typed in triplicate. So when I say I was terrified about going back to work, and I prayed, and I sought the Lord all summer. At the end of the summer, Highland said they wanted to start this month, and I've never had this happen before or since, but my heart flipped, and I was like, I can do that. I don't know why. It was the Lord directing me. And I went up to the pastor afterwards, and I said, I can do that. I didn't know I had the gift of administration. I didn't know I had the gift of leadership. I had not taken a test that told me. I was a mom with three really tiny babies at home. And so that has grown. I've grown in that, but it was not something I had identified. So don't let that worry you at this point. Another great question to ask yourself, what kind of ministries are you drawn to? Do you love working in the nursery? Do you really like to share with other people? That somebody needs a meal, you're on it. Even if you go pick it up and take it. I'm not saying you have to cook. I know a lot of us don't cook anymore. But taking it and delivering it, that's the thing that you want to do, is to share with others. And as you think through this today, what I want you to think about, is there an area of service that you thought you might be interested in attempting, but you're not quite sure that that's the calling? Maybe this will be the little nudge to say, you know what? I think you could be a leader. I think you could be generous and share with those people that are in need. So let those questions kind of ponder in your head. So what do we do next? Well, as with everything, anything that I do, it's to pray. Pray that the Lord will be opening your mind and opening your heart to see and to hear more. It doesn't mean it's the only way you're ever going to serve the Lord. Ask him to lead you in works that are needed and direct you into what you want to do. And then also, thank you for the reminder, this spiritual gifts reference chart is for you to ponder this week. I don't want you to start reading it now and trying to figure out more about yourself, but it shows you scripture references that go with each gift. And so you can look up your top five, six, seven, however many you want to look up. You can look up all of them and study the spiritual gifts more in depth on your own. I really encourage you to do that one day this week while it's fresh on your mind as kind of part of your quiet time. And then it gives potential ministry involvement, specific ways that you can help in your church. So that's a really good reference for you to do. So pray the Lord will work with you, read through that, and that will take you on to the next thing. So now I'm going to turn it over to Tammy.